Hi, this is David. You know, a lot of us have had a business idea sitting in the back of our mind for a long time. Maybe it's a product, a small shop, a creative project, something we keep saying we'll start someday. Well, Shopify makes that first step a whole lot easier. From day one, Shopify gives you the tools to build your store, start selling, and get paid without having to figure everything out from scratch. And that matters. Because when someone is ready to buy from you, Shopify checkout helps make that purchase simple. Returning customers can have their details already saved, so it's just one tap and the order is done. That frees you up to focus on the part that really matters, growing your idea, serving your customers, and building something you're proud of. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Heart of New Thought by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, published in 1902. Never say that you wish your situation were different. Never wish you had some other person's life, troubles, or worries. Accept your own as a working basis, the life that is best for you. Then go ahead and change whatever displeases you. Remember that you are the maker and molder of your destiny. You do not recall the fact, but you brought about the present conditions of your destiny in your former lives. Even if you do not believe in reincarnation, you must acknowledge that you are here, and that the situation in which you find yourself seems to be inevitable for the present time, but it is not inevitable for the future, unless you lie down in the burrow and whine, and wish you were a millionaire, or a genius, and rail at the unfairness of Providence. There is no unfairness in the universe. The whole scene is well balanced. If you were allowed to change lots with anyone on the face of the earth, you would complain and find fault in a short time. One of the best-known millionaires, born to opulence, complains that he has been robbed of the privilege of making his own fortune. He is no happier than you, and his confession betrays his weakness of character, just as your complaining and fault-finding betrays yours. Real worthwhile character thanks God for its destiny and says, "I will show the world what I can do with my life." Not long ago, there was a great horse race near my house. A blind horse named Rhythmic won 5 consecutive races. Think of it. This horse did not, like we humans, shrink back and say, "I am blind. That is a terrible destiny. I am cursed by God. I will not try to win the race." He just trusted the hand of the master at the reins, did his best, won the honors 5 times. We are all blind racers on the track of earth. The king, the millionaire, the statesman, the lawmaker, the beggar, the laborer, and the cripple. We are all in the dark. The only thing is to trust the hand of the master and do our best. Believe your position is the right starting point for you, merely the starting point. It is the shapeless block of stone from which you are to fashion the perfect statue, or it is the mere mud from which you are to mold the clay image, and later is to be put into enduring marble. What is uglier or more unattractive than mud? Yet think of the glorious visions which it imprisons. take the mud of your present environment and thank God for it. Then make the image of the future you desire. You can do it. You must do it. You will do it.